A sparkling trail of light shoots from a bright star in the night sky. It winds down to a home.
One time a year, there's a marvelous night when enchantment and wonder spark and take flight. Each home fills with joy on this grand holiday, with hearts growing warm in a magical way. The rooms are all covered with garlands and wreaths. The mantle is ready with stockings beneath.
A fire starts in a fireplace.
Lights twinkle and glow, and bells brightly chime. The moment's arrived. It's here. Christmas time.
A bright star glows atop a decorated Christmas tree. A title appears, Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. Three items appear beneath the tree.
Three precious gifts lie under this tree. What secrets they hold. Let's look and we'll see. The first tells a story for us all to hear about laughter and family and those we hold dear.
A title, Donald Duck, Stuck on Christmas.
We love Christmas so much, we want it to stay. But what if we wished it was here every day?
Nighttime, a nautical-themed alarm clock rests on a nightstand beside Donald Duck, who sleeps in a bed. In another room, three sleepers whistle in bed. Morning. In a treehouse, Chip and Dale celebrate by a small Christmas tree. In their room, Huey, Dewey, and Louie wake up in bed.
It's here! The one, the only, best day of the year! It's Christmas!
The ducklings race downstairs. They dive into a pile of presents by a Christmas tree. They each tear a present.
Christmas, boys.
Donald drops a tray of food on his head. An egg lands atop his forehead. It sizzles as Donald grows angry.
You know we have to wait for the family.
Sorry, Uncle Donald.
Donald frowns.
It's Christmas, and I've got a special surprise for you.
He opens a closet, revealing three sleds. The brothers trample over Donald. Huey tosses a card attached to the gifts. It lands on Donald's face.
But boys, you didn't even read that.
They face relatives.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, indeed.
Where are my boys? Where are my kisses? Oh, I could just eat you up.
The overbearing relative hugs and kisses the ducklings. Covered in saliva, they drop onto the floor.
Oh, Donald.
Daisy Duck stands beneath mistletoe in the front doorway.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Donald puckers his beak. His nephews barrel past him outside. They ride the sleds down the snow-covered hills. An agitated turkey runs past the speeding ducklings. Nighttime, Daisy steps onto the porch.
Boys! Dinner!
Inside.
If there's one thing better than Christmas presents, it's Christmas dinner!
Isn't this lovely? All of us gathered for a wonderful meal. I think this is my favorite part of Christmas.
Daisy serves a turkey.
Ooh, turkey!
Donald, would you like to carve?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie scarf down food.
Boys, where are your manners?
This turkey is so good!
Your gravy never has lumps!
We love your cooking, Aunt Daisy!
Donald, they're just enjoying my Christmas dinner.
Ah,
Later.
All right. Who's for Carolyn?
We don't want to sing Uncle Scrooge. We want to play with our toys.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
A clock strikes 9 p.m.
Bedtime, boys.
Not yet. Christmas can't be over already.
Get out, boys.
Donald kisses his nephews on the head as they leave. The ducklings enter their room.
What a great day!
We should do it more often.
Yeah, once a week should be enough.
Huey lies in bed near a calendar.
It'll be another 365 days until we get more Christmas.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight.
We wish it was Christmas every day.
A bright star shines in the sky. Sparkling stars fall on the ducklings' home. Fade to black. Morning, in their treehouse, Chip and Dale celebrate by the small Christmas tree. In their room, Huey, Dewey, and Louie wake up in bed. They look outside a wide window.
Boy, those guys sure like that choo-choo.
They gotta play with that thing again today.
Hey, let's play with our new toys.
They open a toy chest.
Whoa, they're gone.
Every date of the calendar reads December 25th.
Hey, what is this?
The ducklings quietly head downstairs. They spot presents beneath the sparkling Christmas tree.
Didn't we open these yesterday?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? There's only one way to find out. We're gonna have to open these presents.
Dewey picks up a wrapped gift. Donald stands in the kitchen doorway.
Merry Christmas!
Donald drops the tray of food on his head.
Uncle Donald? 2 days in a row!
You boys must have been dreaming!
Hey, we almost forgot about our special surprise!
The ducklings grab their sleds and head for the door, ignoring the card.
Whoa! Where are my kisses? Oh, I could just eat you up!
The overbearing relative hugs and kisses the ducklings. Covered in saliva, they drop onto the floor.
You should have seen that one coming.
They barrel past Donald and Daisy. They ride in the snow.
Last one together, here's a rat name! Again!
Nighttime.
Boys, dinner!
Inside.
Isn't this lovely? All of us gathered for a wonderful meal. I think this is my favorite part of Christmas.
Ooh, turkey!
Boys! Where are your manners?
Donald, they're just enjoying my Christmas dinner.
Donald frowns. Later, the family sings.
We wish you a Merry Christmas! We wish you a Merry Christmas!
Get out, boys!
The ducklings climb into bed.
That was great! Double great!
Morning. In their treehouse, Chip and Dale celebrate by the small Christmas tree.
All aboard! Next stop, Waterville!
In Huey, Dewey, and Louie's room.
Yeah! All right!
Downstairs.
Merry Christmas, boys!
Look out, Uncle Donald!
Donald drops the tray of food on his head. The relatives arrive.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, indeed.
Where are my boys? Where are my kisses?
The ducklings run off. They find the sleds in the closet. They drop the Christmas card on the floor. Nighttime. The family eats at the dining table.
I think this is my favorite part of Christmas.
Later.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, boys!
Looking bored, Dewey lounges by the tree.
Christmas, everybody.
I could just eat you up.
This is my favorite part of Christmas.
Louie's belly pops out of his green shirt.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Morning.
All aboard. Next stop, Watermill.
You can stop Christmas now.
Please.
The days rapidly pass. Morning. Huey throws a water balloon in Chip and Dale's treehouse. It freezes the chipmunks in place.
Looks like the end of the line. Until tomorrow, when it happens all over again. You're right. Yesterday's today, and today's tomorrow, and it's gonna be the same thing. Day in and day out and day in and day out.
Hey,
get a grip! Oh, I'm sorry, fellas. That's okay. We know how you feel. If I see the same toys again, I'll go out of my mind. Yeah, and if I eat any more turkey, I'm gonna need new clothes. We gotta do something to liven things up.
In the kitchen, Donald prepares the tray of breakfast food.
We need a red leader.
Louie operates his remote control monster truck.
Initiate pancake intercept sequence. Roger.
A toy airplane soars toward the kitchen. The tray of food lands in a pile on Donald. Wearing the remote control truck and airplane on his head, Donald glares at his nephews.
Uh-oh. Donald, stop playing with the boy's presents.
Hovering in the air, Donald stops by the tree. He spits out a spinning toy propeller and drops to the floor.
Where are my boys? Where are my kisses?
The ducklings present themselves.
Right here, Aunt Gertie.
Later, Daisy prepares food in the kitchen. The ducklings gaze at a serving tray through a window. Later.
Isn't this lovely? All of us gathered for a wonderful meal. I think this is my favorite part of Christmas.
The turkey runs across the table.
Turkey!
The wild bird gallops in a bowl of mashed potatoes covering Scrooge. Huey, Dewey, and Louie laugh as the turkey runs toward Donald. Wearing an angry expression, Donald chases the bird across the piano. The instrument collapses on the floor.
Not the piano! Not my beloved carols!
The turkey knocks over Christmas decorations. It speeds to the fireplace. Donald grabs the bird. It gets stuck in the chimney wearing a Santa suit. Later, in the destroyed living room, Donald shakes his head. He looks around the dark room. Daisy, Scrooge, and Aunt Gertie wear somber expressions. Frowning, Donald looks from the ruined piano to the sparkling Christmas tree. He smiles.
We still have the tree.
It falls on Donald.
Let's get out of here before Uncle Donald gets mad. Hey, we'll be outside if you need us.
Holding his new sled, Louie looks at his uncle trapped beneath the fallen tree. The ducklings frown. The Christmas card lands on Louie's head. Daisy crosses to Donald. Louie reads the card.
To Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Christmas isn't about candy canes, holly, or lights all aglow. It's about the hearts that we touch and the care that we show. Wishing you lots of love, Donald and Daisy.
Oh, some Christmas this turned out to be.
The ducklings head upstairs. They climb into bed.
Gee, I don't know about you guys, but I don't ever want to do that again. Me too. Me three. Tomorrow, let's have the best Christmas ever.
Later, the brothers work using tools.
We're sure putting these slates to good use.
Morning.
Incoming!
A bag of acorns lands inside Chip and Dale's treehouse.
Merry Christmas, fellas!
In the kitchen.
Look, we made you breakfast, Uncle Donald.
Oh, I'm the good guys. Hey, you want to open presents?
No way, Uncle Donald. We gotta wait for the family to get here.
The ducklings open the front door.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, indeed.
Don't forget our Christmas kisses, Aunt Gertie.
They kiss their aunt.
What are they up to?
You boys are so wonderful.
Nighttime. Daisy carries a tray.
That looks heavy. Let us help you.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you, boys.
They open the platter.
Ooh, ham!
Uncle Donald, would you like to carve?
Something's up for sure.
Nothing better than all of us gathering together for a wonderful meal. It's our most favorite part.
My feelings exactly.
How about some carols, Uncle Scrooge?
Why, boys, it's like you can read my mind.
Scrooge sits at the piano.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
What's the
big idea?
What are you boys up to? Why, Donald Duck, you're spoiling a perfect Christmas.
No, Uncle Donald is right. We are up to something.
The ducklings pull a boat sled from the closet.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Donald! See? It's your dream boat, Uncle Donald!
Thank you, boys.
They hug their uncle.
Oh, how beautiful! Some Christmas kisses turned out to be. Oh, I'm just so happy!
Huey pushes Donald toward Daisy. Louie pushes Daisy toward Donald. Dewey holds Mistletoe above their heads. Daisy kisses Donald. Aunt Gertie holds out her arms. She leads the family toward the towering Christmas tree.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy.
A streak of sparkling stars flies over the house. Morning. The brothers sleep in bed. They spot Donald in the snow outside. They spot Chip tossing his Christmas tree. Dale sweeps beside a calendar reading December 26th.
It's over! Christmas is really over!
They push the boat sled.
The day after Christmas!
Oh, I understand, boys. You wish you could make Christmas every day!
No!
It goes away!
Donald speeds down a hill.
Go, steamer!
The boat falls apart, leaving Donald on two planks.
Uh-oh. Oh, no!
He descends the snowy hill. His nephews look down at their uncle. Wow. Donald pops out of a snowman-shaped pile of snow.
So Christmas was meant to last just one day. And maybe it's simply better that way. It's a time to be treasured. It can't always be here. But the feeling it gives us can last the whole year. Now this gift holds a story both wondrous and rare about a father and a son and the love that they share.
A title, A Very Goofy Christmas.
This Christmas they'll learn before the night's through, if we care for each other, our dreams can come true.
At home, Goofy sings at a kitchen table.
Come on, Maxie. At least hum a few bars.
Dad, hurry up.
Deck the walls with towels and call each fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
The mailman comes at noon, Dad.
Let's see now. How about one of them snazzy electrical recliners?
Yeah, Dad, whatever.
Oh, don't want to turn into some highfalutin fancy pants.
Yeah, great, Dad, but Santa won't get our letter if we don't leave.
A mail truck drives off.
Ow!
Max chases after the truck on his bike. Goofy sits behind his son. They race through a residential neighborhood. Max avoids a car backing out of a driveway. He rides between the car and a truck. Max comes to a stop by a mall.
Hold on, Dad. Taking a shortcut.
He rides through the parking lot.
Maybe we ought to slow down before we break the sound barrier.
What?
We're headed straight for the mall.
Great idea.
Whoa.
In the mall, Max launches toward an elevated walkway. Goofy hits the walkway. He hangs from a banner above the first floor.
Go on ahead and stop the mailman, son. I'll be right behind you. Don't worry. I won't let you down.
The banner rips. Goofy swings into a lingerie store. He hurries out. Max rides out of the mall. Inside, Goofy crawls past people in a long line.
Oops! Pardon me, ma'am. Didn't mean to get fresh.
Goofy runs on a treadmill. He runs toward the exit. A strong breeze blows the letter out of his hand. Goofy chases the flying letter through the mall. Outside. Inside the mall, the letter soars off the second floor landing. It flies past large hanging Christmas ornaments and into a toy store. Goofy leaps onto a large hanging decoration.
Hey, there's a madman!
Goofy swings on the ornament and grabs onto the opposite ledge. He clings to the wall. The huge decoration drops toward the first floor. It lands on a shopper and bounces off.
Oops. Sorry.
Others in the mall run from the rolling ornament. In a neighborhood, Max stops his bike in front of the mail truck.
Hey, get out of the road, kid!
In the mall, Goofy stands outside the toy store. He spots the letter to Santa atop a huge pile of teddy bears. He dodges kids firing toy guns. Goofy trips over a bucket of toy alligators. Using a jump rope, Goofy swings across the snapping gators in the aisle. He bounces on a ball toward the teddy bears. He grabs the letter and lands in a display of inline skates. He skates out of the store. The giant ornament rolls after him. In a holiday decoration store, a woman shops for ornaments.
Do you have anything bigger? I have an empty space right here.
She turns to find the large decoration.
Ooh, take it!
Goofy flies off the second floor and lands in a huge Christmas tree. It bends and launches him through the roof. On the street, Max faces the mail carrier.
But my dad's gonna be here. Honest.
Sorry, kid. Gotta go.
Goofy lands headfirst in the truck.
Special delivery for the North Pole. Yep.
At home, Max helps Goofy shovel snow on the driveway.
You really think Santa will get the letter in time?
Sure as I'm standing here.
Goofy falls on the driveway.
Slippery.
Gotta get it. Just gotta. My very own one-of-a-kind carbon fiber torque rod, snappy flex, tip-to-tail, rail-to-rail, wooden core, twin-directional snowboard!
Whew, that's a mouthful.
With adjustable four-lean high-back skid plates, super-toe step-in bindings.
Look at this. All nice and neat and ready for old Sammy.
A giant mound of snow covers their house and driveway. Next door, Pete uses a snow vehicle on his clear driveway. The burly cat squeezes out of the vehicle. Goofy and Max poke their heads out of the snow.
Merry Christmas Eve, Pete!
Why, if it ain't the Goof Master himself.
Say, we got us some more work to do, Max, or Sammy's never gonna find our chimney.
Goofy falls down the chimney.
Ain't that quaint? The Goof Brain thinks there's a Santa Claus.
There isn't?
Like father, like Goof. Kid's got the Goof gene coursing through his bloodstream.
There's two of Santa.
Max trips down the hill.
Oh, now, son, come here. See, it's an urbane myth, like that locked mess monstrosity. And the fella that brings the sweepstakes check, see? No, well, think of it. An old guy in a red suit cruising the whole entire world in one night using reindeer would fly? Why, it's practically impossible. Look, kid, I've been around, see? Been to all the foreign lands, Brooklyn included, and I never seen, nor met a soul who's seen, this Santa Claus fella.
Goofy opens his door.
Look, Maxie, I found the front door.
So long, neighbors. Have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, and a Happy New Year.
Tears well in Max's eyes. In the living room, Goofy decorates a Christmas tree.
Hey, how about giving your old man a hand? What is it, Maxie? Why, you look like Santa Claus put a lump of coal in your stocking.
I heard there isn't any Santa Claus.
Oh, who went and told you a silly thing like that?
Mr. Pete.
Oh, that figures. Son, of course there's a Santa. Otherwise, we'd have a lot of out-of-work elves running around.
You think?
Think? Heck, I'm sure. You take it from me, son. Have I ever been wrong?
No.
Why, even a broken clock is right 2 or 3 times a day, and this time, I'm right. Believe me, Santa won't let you down.
You really think he'll come?
Why, as sure as pigs fly.
Hey, Dad, what'd you ask for from Santa?
Oh, you know, just the usual.
What's that?
It's a surprise. Now, plug her in and let the joy of Christmas shine.
Max plugs in a strand of colorful lights. The small lights burst. The strand leads up the tree and around Goofy, electrocuting him.
Well, that'll put the spirit of Christmas in you.
Later, Max enters his room.
Of course there's a Santa.
He high-fives a poster of a snowboarder.
Believe me, Santa won't let you down.
An old guy in a red suit cruising the whole entire world in one night using reindeer would fly? Why, it's practically impossible! Impossible! Impossible!
Max grabs a book from a shelf. He flips to an entry about reindeer. In the kitchen, Goofy prepares a turkey. He gets his hand stuck inside the bird. Max enters.
Hiya, Maxie. Want to help?
Did you know that there were over 2 billion children in the world?
No wonder I keep tripping over roller skates.
That means Santa would have to make, like, 800 visits a second. Not including bathroom breaks.
Well, I guess old Santa's been at it so long, he figured out all the shortcuts.
Goofy yanks on his stuck hand. He launches across the kitchen and lands on the stove. A bag of flour empties on his head.
Looks like it's gonna be a white Christmas after all.
Dad, this is serious.
Oh, I know, son, but... Gorge, something sure smells mighty tasty.
The hot stovetop burns his backside. He leaps into a sink.
But how can a reindeer fly?
Oh, that's easy. So's antlers. With the wind and all, that there creates lift and...
Goofy grabs a hot pan from the oven.
Hot!
Still, it's a lot of work for one guy.
And that's why we leave him these cookies. For a quick pick-me-up.
He slips on the turkey.
But it just doesn't quite make sense, Dad.
Chestnuts.
The turkey lands on his head. Later, Goofy carries a tall stack of pots and pans outside.
Where are we going, Dad?
Going to share the joy of Christmas with those a little less fortunate.
Well, shouldn't Santa be doing this?
Oh, Santa's on a very tight schedule this time of year, so we're giving him a helping hand.
Goofy slips on a slick driveway.
Looks like I might need one, too.
Inside a house, Goofy cooks in a kitchen. A family gathers at a dining table. A child plays with toy cars.
Vroom, vroom!
He joins Max by a thin Christmas tree.
Hey! Wanna play toy cars? I only got 2, but you can have one.
Santa gave me this one last year. This year, I hope he's gonna give me another one. You know, kid, I ain't so sure there is such a thing as...
Christmas Eve dinner is served!
Carrying trays of food, Goofy slides across the house on the two toy cars. He rolls onto the ceiling. Goofy falls and bounces off the table. Plates, cups, and food land neatly in front of the family.
Oh, my.
Wow, that was
Mr. Goofy, that's incredible.
That was like magic.
Gorge. Christmas magic.
Goofy cuts into the turkey. Later, he helps clear the table.
Thank you so much.
With things being so tight this year, well, without you, we wouldn't have...
Oh, don't mention it. You'd do the same for me.
But have you ever really actually seen Santa?
He's got a big white beard.
But have you ever actually seen him in person?
The boy nods.
Where?
He points at Goofy, who wears a Santa Claus outfit.
Oh, ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Santa? Made it!
Santa!
Who wants to be the first to sit on Sandy's lap?
Me! Me! Over here! Look, me! 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 Over here!
Max leaps onto Goofy's lap.
I am so glad you came. Wow, I almost didn't believe anymore. But now, everything's okay. So, I want my very own one-of-a-kind carbon fiber torque rod, snappy flex, tip-to-tail, rail-to-rail, twin-directional snowboard. Please.
A baby pulls off Goofy's fake beard.
Dad?
Oh.
You tricked me! How could you?
Max runs off.
Ho, ho! Sandy's got a little problem with one of his elves, but he'll be right back!
Goofy hits the door and falls down. At home, Max sits alone on the couch. He wears an angry expression. Still wearing the Santa costume, Goofy enters the living room.
Gosh, Maxie, I'm real sorry. I was just trying to make those kids happy. Remember the old goof tradition of eating one of Sandy's cookies before bedtime?
What's the point?
And remember how we always open just one present on Christmas Eve?
Max sits with his arms crossed. Goofy runs upstairs, then hurries back down with a stuffed bear.
Hiya, Maxie!
Why, looky here! It's your old stuffed bear! Remember what you named him?
Old stuffed bear.
Remember who gave him to you?
Yeah, Santa. But that's when I was little.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
No, he's not.
Trust me, Max. You just gotta believe. Santa's real.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Max yanks on the bear and breaks its arm. He and his dad land on the floor. They stand in the messy living room.
I promise.
Then prove it!
Later, on a rooftop platform...
When Santa shows up, we'll be right here to greet him.
And then, I'll snap a picture of him so you'll always have the photographic evidence.
Yeah, if you don't fall off the roof first.
Oh, I won't fall off the roof, Maxie. You just watch.
Santa Claus is coming to town!
Goofy accidentally takes a photo of himself.
Right!
He staggers on the platform. Max spots a woman walking a small dog on the sidewalk. Goofy trips and knocks into a telescope. He hangs off the platform in his underpants.
Told you to fall off the roof.
I didn't fall off the roof!
He drops.
Where's Sammy? I didn't miss him, did I?
Nope.
Then where is he?
Max points at the dog wearing a collar covered in bells.
I don't know about you, but I'm cold and tired. And Santa Claus is not coming.
Max climbs down a ladder. At midnight, Max lies awake in bed. Later, he sits up. A searchlight shines on his bedroom wall. It moves across the poster of the snowboarder. Max spots his dad looking through binoculars on the platform outside. wraps a blanket around his body as snow falls. Max closes his curtains. An alarm clock by Max's bed reads 1 a.m. Wide awake, he sits up. He lies in various positions as the night continues. Later, Max shuffles across the floor. Now, he looks out his window. He spots Goofy climbing the ladder to the platform. His dad types on a computer device. He turns on the bright searchlight.
Why doesn't he just grow up and face the facts?
Using a shovel, Goofy writes a message in the snow on the front lawn. Max looks down from his window. At 3 a.m., Max sleeps in bed.
Max, wake up! Look, son! Look! It's him! It really is! Do you see, Maxie? Do ya? Huh? Huh? Do ya?
Max spots a figure on Pete's roof.
Sammy! Over here!
Oh, almost forgot.
Smile, Sammy!
Dad, the lens cap!
Oops. I'll get it right this time for sure.
Police helicopter lights shine down on Pete's house, revealing a burglar.
Come down from the roof with your hands up. We have you surrounded.
Max frowns.
What in the name of Pete is going on here, for Pete's sake?
Maybe he's running a little late?
Goofy looks at Max's disappointed expression. He falls from the ladder as he climbs down.
Dad! Dad!
Goofy lands in the snow.
You were right about everything. I even fell off the roof.
Later, in the living room.
Hey, Dad. It's okay. Sand didn't show. No biggie. Well, since he's not coming, at least we can eat all those cookies.
Not hungry.
Hey, Dad. Here's one for me. Open it up.
Max throws a gift.
Maybe later.
Max grabs the damaged stuffed bear.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bat. I'm telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town.
Goofy holds a blank stare. Wearing a sad expression, Max walks toward the staircase. He picks up a Santa hat and hurries upstairs. Goofy looks at the chimney.
Max?
Burglars!
Max drops down the chimney wearing a Santa Claus outfit and beard.
Sammy!
Merry Christmas!
Sammy! I'm so happy you came!
Gosh, I thought you'd be taller. And you look trimmer than you do in your pictures.
Oh, well, camera's 50 pounds.
Oh, you have to meet my boy, Maxie.
Love to, but gotta get going. 2 million kids, 823 a second. Very tight schedule.
Hey, wait, Sammy! He's around here somewhere.
Goofy follows Max up the chimney.
Sammy!
Max slides down the snow-covered roof. Goofy grabs Max's ankle.
Maxie?
Hi, Dad.
He pulls him up.
What are you doing dressed up like Santa Claus?
I just wanted to make you happy, like you did for our neighbors.
Oh, Maxie, I might have let you down, but you sure didn't let me down.
They hug. Max looks overhead and smiles. He taps Goofy on the back.
Could it be? Do you think? Gosh, it sure looks like Santa Claus!
I believe it is.
Santa's sleigh flies overhead.
Wow, my very own one-of-a-kind carbon fiber torque rod, snappy flex, tip-to-tail, rail-to-rail, wood core, torsionally stiff, twin-directional snowboard! Thanks, Santa.
What's all the commotion out here? If it's another robber, I'm gonna get him!
Pete spots Santa.
Ooh, Santa? Well, hey, Santa! I believed in you all along, for real and for true. So where are my presents?
A strong breeze sends snow from Goofy's house to Pete's.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
But what about my squirting gun and my yo-yo? I know you can hear me!
Sam didn't forget your gift, did he?
Every year, I ask for the same gift, and every year I get it.
What's that?
Your happiness.
Uh-oh.
What is it, son?
Got you the same thing. Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, Max. Where are you going?
I'm gonna go share my new present with little Jimmy next door.
That's my boy.
On his snow-covered lawn, Max pushes Jimmy on his snowboard.
So Christmas is found in the way that we live. Not what we receive, but what we can give. Now, the last present here may seem rather small, not fancy or flashy or special at all. But this gift can be given by the rich or the poor. It's a gift of the heart, and it means so much more.
A title, Mickey and Minnie's Gift of the Magi. Morning, in a snow-covered town, a stack of newspapers reads Christmas Countdown. Only one shopping day left.
Thanks, Joe. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, George. You working tonight?
Not tonight. It's Christmas Eve.
On a sidewalk, Mickey Mouse walks his yellow dog, Pluto. Mickey plays a golden harmonica. Hauling a tree, Mickey approaches a window of a store selling jewelry and collectibles. A gold necklace sits on display.
There it is, Pluto. The perfect gift to go with Minnie's watch. My Minnie. They close at 5. Well, I'm a little short right now, but you and I are going to make lots of tips today, aren't we, fella? We'll stop by right after work and pick it up. Come on, let's get this tree over to Minnie's.
Row, row!
At home, Minnie Mouse looks at a stack of bills.
Oh, Figaro, there's nothing but bills. How am I ever going to afford to get Mickey a present?
Minnie stuffs the bills in a kitchen drawer and greets Mickey.
Aw, Mickey. When you play your harmonica, my heart sings. You know, an instrument like that deserves a special case.
Oh, yeah. Someday.
La, 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 la. Come on into the kitchen. Breakfast is almost ready.
Figaro spots a bill on the kitchen floor. He sits on the bill as Mickey enters.
You sure I'm not eating you out of house and home?
Of course not, silly. I have plenty.
Minnie serves Mickey a heart-shaped pancake.
Ta-da!
Aw, for me?
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't happen to have the time, would you, Minnie?
Well, let's see, it's,
Gosh, sure is a beautiful watch.
My one heirloom.
I'll bet it'd look real nice with a gold chain around your pretty neck.
Aw, Mickey. Oh, my goodness! I've got to go to work!
Minnie rushes to the front door.
Madam, your sleigh awaits.
Minnie spots a sled attached to Pluto.
Oh, how wonderful!
Get up, Pluto!
Pluto pulls them down a snowy sidewalk. They arrive outside a large department store labeled Mortimer's. Mickey helps Minnie off the sled. Pluto takes off.
Welcome to Crazy Pete's Tree Lot. Hurry, folks. Only one more day till Christmas. Easy credit, no money down.
At Crazy Pete's Lot, the burly cat covers a thin stick in glue. He adds twigs and creates a tree from a spray can.
Hey, this stuff works pretty good.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Crazy Pete.
Ah, merry shmerry. I'll be merry when I've sold all those 10-footers. Why are you standing there with your face hanging out? Get to work!
Mickey cuts a stack of wood boards.
Okay, fella, you know what to do. Shake a leg.
Pluto dashes off. Mickey hammers wood planks. Pluto rolls several trees to Mickey. He hammers the wooden stands to the tree trunks. Pluto helps Mickey launch the trees from a mechanical platform. Mickey admires the thick trees on display.
Quit slacking over there. There's a customer waiting.
Later, Mickey secures a tree to a customer's car.
Oh, do be careful of the paint.
Yes, ma'am.
Such a nice young man. Here's a little something for you.
Gosh, I don't expect anything. I'm just glad to help.
She hands Mickey cash.
Oh, boy! Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
A rusted car pulls onto the lot.
Hot dog! Looks like we'll finally be able to get Minnie that chain for her watch.
Yeah. Oh, we'd like to buy a tree,
but... Did I hear you folks are looking for a tree? Boy, oh boy, is this your lucky day.
Pete approaches them.
This here's what you folks need. 10 feet of tower in Nova Scotia pine.
Wow. It's bigger than our house.
Well, it's a little more than we need.
Well, missus, I gotta be honest with you. This is all I got left on the lot. The others have been reserved in advance. You don't want these kids going without a tree now, do you?
We are going to get a tree, aren't we, Daddy?
This is all we have.
Well, that'll be just fine for a down payment. I'll set you up with a nice installment plan. All's got to do is sign here.
We're going to get a tree.
Get your foot off the brake, Pops. The kids are waiting.
Hey, how about this tree? I found it out back. It hasn't been reserved?
Pete stares at Mickey.
Wow! It's beautiful. It's perfect.
We'll take it.
Fuming, Pete watches the customers drive off.
Thank Merry you. Christmas. And thank you again.
So Merry Christmas! So long! Merry Christmas.
I had them on the hook for a 10-foot tree! I'm taking what I would have made off of that tree out of your bay!
Pete empties Mickey's small money bag.
But I...
Now get out of my lot!
He throws them out.
Chumps.
Pete stuffs Mickey's cash and a lit cigar in his back pocket.
Somebody's burning their ham.
With his backside smoking, Pete scrambles across the lot to a pile of flammable chemicals.
It's hot!
He gets his head stuck in a can of glue. A can sticks to his rear end. It explodes, sending Pete into the air. The glowing embers land on the towering pine tree. Pete looks up to find the trees engulfed in flames.
Not my 10-footer!
Fire trucks arrive at Mortimer's.
Attention, holiday shoppers! Don't forget to bring all your last-minute purchases to our gift-wrapping department.
Oh, I've never seen it so busy.
In a small workspace, Minnie quickly wraps gifts beside Daisy.
Wow, Minnie, who made you Santa's number one helper?
Oh, I really want to get Mickey something special this year. Without that Christmas bonus, I'm sunk.
Hello? Okie dokie. Bye. Mr. Mortimer wants to see you in his office right away.
Oh, my Christmas bonus!
Minnie joins a dapper lean mouse in his office.
Ginny.
That's Minnie.
Right. I've been making a list and checking it twice, and I found that you have been Santa's best little helper this season. Your hard work is about to be rewarded. Close your eyes and hold out your hands.
Oh, Mr. Mortimer, I can't thank you enough.
Yes, I know. Now don't interrupt. Penny?
That's Minnie.
Whatever. On behalf of Mortimer's department store, it gives me great pleasure to present you with your Christmas bonus.
A fruit
No need to thank me. The expression on your face is thanks enough. And now scoot along back to the gift wrapping department where you belong. Oh, and Winnie, Merry Christmas.
Carrying the heavy fruitcake, Minnie exits the department store.
Oh, Mickey, how am I ever going to get your present now?
There's just gotta be a way to get Minnie's present by 5 o'clock. You got any ideas, fella?
Pluto perks up, then frowns.
Don't worry, boy. We'll come up with something. We just gotta.
Mickey sits on a park bench near a frozen pond. A sign above a stage reads, Charity Toy Drive. A drum set and other instruments sit on a stage. A logo reads, Firehouse 5 Band.
Do you think the band will ever show up?
I don't know. They're putting out a fire at the Crazy Pete tree lot. Just went up like a Roman candle.
Chief, looks like the toy drive's a big fat bust.
A chief looks in an empty donation container.
Oh, whoa. Listen, that music. Come on.
The chief grabs Mickey off the bench. They head toward the stage.
Where are we going, fellas?
A concert in the park. Oh, look, Bob, we're desperate. We need music for the toy drive, and you're our only hope.
I don't have time, Chief. I gotta get a gift for my girl.
Look, Pally, don't do it for us. Do it for the kids.
But I...
Oh, look, son, to these kids, the only difference between a broken heart and a smile is you. Whoa, you're on. Break a leg, pal.
Mickey trips across the stage. A child holding a stuffed bear joins a small crowd. Mickey looks at the chief and other firefighters. A clock tower reads 4:05.
Look, I'm really sorry, but I can't stay. I got some Christmas shopping to do, you know, and...
The child places the stuffed bear on the edge of the stage and pushes it toward Mickey.
Gosh.
Mickey hops off the stage and faces the child. Pluto places the child on his back. Other people around town notice Mickey's performance. Pluto trots around the park with the child on his back. Mickey leaps onto the stage. He performs beside Pluto. People place gifts inside the donation container. The crowd by the stage grows larger. A group of firefighters perform on stage.
The band is back!
Must have been a hot one at Crazy Pete's.
Mickey dances with Pluto. He plays his gold harmonica. Pluto licks the chief. Gifts overflow from the donation container. Mickey performs atop a fire truck. He rises high above the stage in the truck's bucket. He drops toward the stage. The crew catches Mickey on a trampoline. He bounces up, then slides onto the stage. Mickey looks at the clock tower.
Guess I'll be showing up at Minnie's empty-handed.
That was terrific! Thanks to you, this was our best toy drive ever. You and that harmonica sure make a great team.
Yep, she's worth her weight in gold, all right. Holy cow, that's it! We've still got 2 minutes to get to the shop. Come on, Pluto!
Woo, woo.
Thanks, fellas!
Goodbye!
Thanks again!
Merry Christmas!
Mickey and Pluto make their way across the frozen surface of the pond. Pluto and Mickey slide into a snowbank. Mickey talks to a child with a snowboard. Using the snowboard, Mickey and Pluto race through town. They swerve past a truck and weave through an intersection. They plow past a donation collector in a Santa Claus suit.
Sorry!
They speed past a snowman. The hollow head lands on Mickey's.
Hey,
They narrowly avoid colliding with a huge snowplow. Soaring into the air, Mickey and Pluto land on the roof of a bus.
This is our stop!
They leap off and land on the sidewalk.
Oh, look! There's the shop!
A shopkeeper closes the store. Mickey and Pluto hurry to the collectible shop. Security bars close behind the window as Mickey and Pluto look at the gold necklace. The shopkeeper exits the store.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I was just hoping to trade this for a gift for my girl.
The man inspects Mickey's gold harmonica.
Oh, sorry, son. That harmonica isn't worth much.
He locks the shop door.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Mickey looks at his instrument.
You're worth a lot to me, old friend.
Wearing a sad expression, he sits on the curb beside Pluto. The shopkeeper comes to a stop.
Say, maybe that harmonica is worth something after all. Come on in.
At home, Minnie sits beside Mickey in front of the fireplace. A gift rests beside Mickey. Pluto and Figaro sit before the couple.
Whoa!
Can't wait to open your present, can you, boy? I know just how you feel.
Mickey and Minnie give their pets gifts.
I love Christmas so much. Say, Mickey, why don't you play some music?
Isn't it time we were opening our presents? And speaking of time, what time is it?
Well, I think it's time for you to open your gift.
They exchange gifts. They unwrap their presents. Mickey frowns.
Oh, a case. For my harmonica.
Oh, my! A chain from my watch. Oh, Mickey, it's beautiful. But I traded my watch to get you that case.
And I traded my harmonica to get a chain for your watch.
Oh, Mickey, I can't believe you gave up what means the most to you for me.
Oh, Minnie, you're all the music I'll ever need.
Minnie hugs Mickey. By the fire, Figaro sleeps beside Pluto.
Merry Christmas, Mickey.
Merry Christmas, Minnie.
Snow gently falls outside Minnie's house.
Want some fruitcake?
A gift from the heart is cherished and true. A present is best when love's given too. So in the end, it's love that's the reason that Christmas is more than a gift-giving season. It's a time with our loved ones to show that we care when families and neighbors come together to share. So this Christmas season, let us all do our parts to keep Christmas spirit alive in our hearts.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Pluto pulls Mickey and Minnie in a sleigh.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Arriving in a walkway outside a house, Mickey hops off the sleigh. He faces Minnie.
La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. To the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la.
Goofy hugs Max. Huey, Dewey, and Louie march toward the house, followed by Donald and Daisy.
Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your king. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Fade to black.
Deck the halls with halls with holly, fa la 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 la.
To be done.